I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. That's what Alice's production
it's
should sound
so
like.
So perfect. You know, I closed my eyes and looked away from you guys. Just imagine just hearing it, like driving down. It's perfect.
I'd be like, yeah, I listen to the most badass radio station in town. Alice.
Alice. I like how Vinny's name actually sounds like you're barfing. It's like, Sarah and Vinny.
Perfect. Anyway, I'll read these texts. You listen all day.
All right.
707 says, Sarah, have you seen The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? She's a female stand-up comic in the 50s, super dirty and funny on Amazon Prime.
I have seen 2 episodes of it.
And?
It seemed like it was going someplace, and for some reason, I never went back to it.
Oh.
I'm sure I will. Maybe.
Crap. I used to have cupping done on my back to relieve a pinched nerve, and that was painful. Vinny, you are the man. I would never have done that to my shins. I would probably want to cut my leg off.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
It was, you know, there's only one other time I had that reaction to pain, and it was when I was getting my underarm tattooed.
Mm. Oh.
And the lady was in there, and I could, it like hurt, mm-hmm. but I couldn't stop laughing. And she said to me, you have to stop, or I have to stop.
Right, because I'm trying to, you need to hold perfectly still while I do this.
I couldn't. She
what
goes, all right,
this?
Go home.
Grime like,
all right. No. This was long before Grime. Mm. A long time ago, but that was my reaction to it. I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. Hurt like a...
Let me see it.
Under my arm?
Yeah.
I don't want to show you my armpit right now.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You do have a lot of clothes on. But still, I mean, couldn't you just lift it all up? Just lift it up. We're not even on camera. Do it today when you don't have to worry about the camera.
Hooman made out with Sarah.
No.
They're just saying that because that's what you're trying to do to me with...
Oh, no. You are, you're...
I have never kissed Scott Capurro.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right.
So bummed, assuming I missed the fake assault story with the guy from Empire Conversation, says 408. Mm. Yeah, we talked about it a few times.
They just cut him from the show. Oh my God, Vinny! Patriot fan alert. Robert Kraft just got an arrest warrant.
Yeah.
This is a crazy story.
But we'll do it!
I know, I'm going to just read it to you real quick, because there's not a whole ton of details right now. He's been arrested in a prostitution sting. This is the owner of the New England Patriots, who has like a really cute girlfriend, doesn't he?
He was married for a long time, and him and his wife were well loved among, I think, all the players. And when she passed, I think that was that. You know what I mean? For him.
Like as far as another marriage.
Right, as love goes, I think.
He had some like hot young girlfriend.
I don't know
getting
anything
the studded
about that.
Jackets
He's
and
been
stuff.
Going with the same girl since 2012. Ricky Noel Lander. And yeah, she's who you think she is. Tall, beautiful, blonde lady.
Well, she might not be his girlfriend for long because it looks like they issued a warrant for his arrest. This is the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft. As part of a recent prostitution human trafficking sting operation
Yuck.
In Jupiter, Florida. He's just a patron. He didn't actually, you know.
He's just boning some lady.
He's just boning people. 77-year-old Kraft is going to be charged with soliciting another to commit prostitution. On at least 2 separate occasions, roughly a month ago. Mm. Cops say they had evidence from a body cam video and surveillance that's been conducted over the last several months. Kraft was driven to the spa by a chauffeur.
Of course.
So this spa is one of these places. They, you know, it's a massage parlor.
It's so crazy. They're all over the place, and you can't help but wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never gone into any of them, but that's always the case.
The average cost per visit for services at the spa is $59 to $79 an hour.
Whoa.
Plus
it?
Tip.
Seems
yeah, it's
super cheap.
Yeah. I know. He's going to be charged with a misdemeanor. He'll have to appear in court. He'll also have to appear in the court of whatever his girlfriend's name is. Multiple law enforcement agencies were involved. It was a big sting. It took like 8 months to put this whole thing together, and now they're starting to break it up and issue arrest warrants. And Robert Kraft. Oh, John's going to be so bummed. He loves Robert Kraft. Maybe I won't tell him. I'll just let him find it. I'm sure it'll be all over ESPN.
I'm sure he already knows about
it. He's still asleep, for sure.
Oh.
Well, it's probably going to be on his phone as soon as he wakes up.
Right. Poor thing. Oh.
I would charge way more.
Oh, yeah.
Like, anyone who wants to bone me, you're paying more than $50. Sorry.
Yeah.
You might think that I'm not worth it, but look, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah.
You got to pay me more than that.
Yeah, but you got to go for what the market will bear, you know? Like, you know, well, if you, maybe if you can, you can say, I want to charge this much, but if nobody ever buys it, then you have to eat. So, you know, you give like an end of the day discount, like, you know.
So I've held out until closing time, and now I'm finally down to the point where I'm just going to have to do it for $40.
Or less, even.
All right.
You know.
Shoot. Well, I'm not going to try that hard then, that's for sure. Mm. And you're not getting the one thing.
What's the one thing?
You know what the one thing is. The what?
Shocker.
Well.
Rusty trombone?
Right. I mean, you're not getting that. For $40?
Did you think I actually wanted that? I'm like relieved that I'm not getting that.
Don't all the people want that?
Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, shut up, Usette.
I want that.
Nobody wants it.
Yes, everybody wants
that. No one does.
Yes, they
do. People do it because they feel like they have to.
No. Oh my God.
Fine. Awful.
It is pretty much fine. Okay.
See what I told you?
I'm not asking for it.
I came into the conversation.
I knew it.
You don't ask for it?
No.
No.
You're never like, yeah.
No.
Right there. Nope. That's a spot.
But I'm always like, okay.
If well, you must.
Always?
But, yeah.
It's a regular move?
It's not a regular move, but when asked for that, I
aren't you ever like, well, okay. You know, I need to go freshen up down there or something. You know, what if it's like a horror show down there?
Oh my God, what are you talking about?
Oh no, it's an
don't
exit,
even
man.
Talk anymore. That's not exit. Something we're going to talk
Wait,
about.
I want to hear what Hooban was going to
okay,
say.
Okay, Hooban, say it.
Jesus.
I came into the conversation late, but is he married to that Ricky Noel?
Yeah, I don't think they're married.
His longtime wife passed away. Yeah. It must
in
have been.
In 2011.
Yeah.
And then he got together with this gal 2012, and I think they're just calling her a partner. Not a wife.
He's a Lander girlfriend. Gave birth to a child in the fall of 2017. While there's speculation that Kraft was the father, he denied paternity of the child.
Oh. Mm. Are they not still together?
The internet says they are.
Oh.
Maybe they're not.
No, they are still together.
What?
Oh, well, so maybe she was like, I want a kid, and he was like, my sperm are too old. Or maybe he got his tubes tied, and she just got an in vitro or something. Who knows? Who cares? The point is that guy likes prostitutes.
Is he going to lose his team?
No, of course not.
Please. You think he's the first guy that ever went to a prostitute?
OMG. Was in a group text with my bosses who were husband and wife. They started sexting. I had to let them know before it got too far. I don't group text ever after that.
Mm. My family is notorious for group texting. My mom will start a group text that has, no lie, 30 people on it.
Ugh.
Oof.
I'm like, oh my God. Also, you guys, when you write a group email, just BCC everyone on it. Like, then I don't get 4,000 replies that have the full string. It's so...
Yeah, Ellie.
Everyone, just everyone, don't do it. Just...
Listen to you.
Is your mom going to yell at you for calling her out like this?
I don't care.
All right.
Oh,
I mean, I am in my 50s now. How long do I have to care about my mommy yelling at me? Like, I'm trying to stop caring about it. It's hard, though. You know, this old lifetime of ingrained reflex. Oh, no, mommy's mad.
For sure, you put up with a lot because you want to please your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, brother lives by your house.
That has nothing to do with my mom.
Hello.
I love my brother. I do. I love him. I'm really glad he's there. And he could. I don't care what happens.
What's that
to him.
Face all
Just
about?
Just don't take that Debbie away from me.
That's right.
The face that Vinny's making?
You're making.
I'm not making any face. You're insane. Right. I'm psyched my brother lives here.
He must be listening.
I think I'm. No. Well, he might be. I love it more than he loves it, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Yeah. All
right.
I'm serious.
Why?
I don't think he's that happy.
What are you talking
what do you
about?
Mean? I don't know. I just get the vibe that
What vibe?
I think he just expected things to be different than they are.
How
something.
So, do you think?
I think that it's hard for, you know, it's hard to make friends when you're, I think that you there's a few, you make friends as a kid, and you make friends when you have kids, and then you move someplace completely new, and you only know a couple people. Like, it's hard to put your own little pack together. Like, they're super dependent on us for all their social stuff. I mean, they
right.
A few little friends here and there, but... You know, they're just not at that point where they have established friendships. And I think that that's a thing for him. Mm. It seems like it anyway.
Well, if they're going to live by you guys at the way they do, then they're going to be connected to all your friends because that's who they're around. Like, if they really want to make new friends, drop yourselves in San Jose and make your own way down there. You'll make friends.
Yeah.
Your own friends that aren't, that don't know Sarah. Right?
I guess.
I mean, in Mill Valley, they're going to be your friends.
Well,
first.
I just think that, you know, they could do a little more outreach. But look, it's just the vibe I'm getting. I'm not saying that this is like some topic or something.
Sounds like a topic.
Well, it's a topic for us.
Bryn, don't let them give you any crap. I'm a white girl and I ate coffee made out of the container too. We were poor.
Thanks, and white girl.
I was hard up for sweets. LOL.
Oh, do you do a flavored one?
No, it was just like typical Coffee Mate.
I actually like creamer. Coffee Mate creamer. Mm-hmm. I think it tastes good in coffee. I've never tried it on its own.
Try shovel that down your throat.
I think it probably tastes like powdered milk.
It's delicious.
Bryn, I loved eating spoonfuls of Coffee Mate also. LOL. There's a lot of people. You're not alone.
That's so great to hear.
Well, and we all must have done the sugar right out of the sugar bowl, right? I mean, what kid didn't go and get a big spoonful of sugar? Like, yum.
You know, we didn't even keep sugar in the house.
Oh, nobody had it for coffee? That's the only reason we had it.
My dad didn't drink coffee. But he would not keep sugar in the house.
Because he knew you guys would just eat it.
He didn't want us to be having sugar. And our cereals was like, shredded wheat.
Ugh.
650 says, all texts.
He's a good dad.
Yeah.
All texts to the governor are now public record. Hooman, do not text him. Text him for sure.
Yeah, text him. Text him and threaten to reveal stuff. Unless he gets those schools fixed.
Well, yeah, that's what you want to do is threaten your governor.
Yeah, do that.
No, last time we texted was...
That'll be good on Drama Stay.
He said he was on the fence for my birthday, and then he couldn't make it because he just became governor and had a bunch of things to do.
Listen, he's going to be pretty busy for the next few years. You shouldn't hold it against him.
I was talking with him. I was trying to get him in here for your birthday. On your birthday day. I was going to surprise
you. That would have been a really good
he
get.
He was too busy.
Burn.
He has stuff going on. Remember when he used to stop by when we would do the Toys for Tots broadcast?
Yeah.
He'd just like stop by. Mm-hmm. Remember the old days when he was a city soup and he would like, we would have to turn him away because we're like, we don't really want to talk about politics all the time because he would come on all the time.
And he doesn't shut up.
Right. It's hard to get a word in edgewise. Yeah. He's got an agenda.
Right.
We're like, this isn't a political show, Gavin.
What is it?
By the way, bad hair. Bad
hair.
Oh, jeez, Sarah. 408
said it right to his face. Don't worry about it.
He never would wear headphones because
he wouldn't wear headphones.
He
wouldn't mess up his stupid hair. And
he's
great. I actually love that guy.
I do too.
I know it doesn't come off like I do, but I really
burn,
do. I think he's,
hateful,
I think he's
burn,
great.
Hateful, burn. He's great.
He's the best. I love him. Okay.
Hey, Vin, if and when you get divorced and lose it all, you can live under my kitchen table if you need it. I got you, buddy.
Is that for your brother,
408.
Nick?
It doesn't. No, he's not a 408. But
well, he owes you a year under a table. kid lived under your kitchen table. That is such a kid thing, you know? Like, you put up with so much more. You know, Vinny's probably 30 at the time. And his brother lived under his table for a year.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good time. So he's got to be pushing 40 now.
No, wait.
Yeah, he's 10 years younger than you.
Yes.
So crazy. I think of him as being so young, but we've been here for so long. I mean, he's an established dude with one kid, right? Only one?
One, yeah.
And like a real job and everything.
Oh, he's crushing it down in Hollywood.
That's great.
He's in the movie business.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a couple questions about your wedding?
Yeah.
Thanks. have you guys figured out what your first dance song is going to be?
That's you, Vinny.
Well, answer him.
No, I said that you would. Go ahead.
Oh, we're talking about my wedding.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I bet Chris has.
You do?
Yeah.
Go on.
I know. What else?
Any other
questions? Any update on the two-night, one-night thing in the hotels or no?
No, that's he already said that. We're
as,
not getting...
as no, no, no. That's not what I said. I wrote it down. I know exactly what I said was I have no information for you guys.
Oh.
When there is information, she will make it available to all.
Oh, okay.
There's I know nothing.
All right.
Jon Snow.
Right.
How many bridesmaids is she going to have?
I believe it's four.
Is that how many groomsmen?
Me and Bryn can step in, bro.
Is she doing...
Me and Bryn.
Did you say four plus a maid of honor or a party of four altogether?
I didn't say.
Me and Bryn.
So is it
I don't know. I don't know the division of duties. I have no idea.
So were you told were you told four that you needed to get a party of four together?
No.
Oh, you got to have a balance.
You got to have a balance.
It's got to be balanced.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do, because they walk each other down the aisle together.
This is how things get ruined when people start going, you got to.
This is how things get ruined, by you not doing your share of the picking of the people to be in the wedding party.
What is that from?
No. It's funny.
Those are really good questions.
I have
though.
Another question. What are the color of the bridesmaids' dresses?
Why is this funny?
Is this lady showing more than she should be? I can't tell. It's a black and white photo. It is a garter moment at a wedding, and is that what I think it is? Is she showing
Are
what I think?
You talking about this right here? This little dark. You know what? I can't see it that well. It's black and white. No, I'm gonna say that's definitely cooch.
She's showing her woman area at her wedding.
You don't want to do that. She should really be wearing underwear on her wedding day too. I just feel like that's proper. That is the exact reason why I can't believe he actually owns the four garters. Like you catch a garter, then you put it back on the bride's leg. And then it remains her garter.
650 says, speaking as a teacher, the process to become a teacher is tough. Between the credential and clearing your credential, evaluations, it's a pain. But it needs to become even more rigorous. It's hard to justify paying teachers what they deserve when there are so many bad teachers in the public school system. Don't get me wrong, there are tons of great teachers, but seeing a person do very little, enjoy the school vacations, and make $75,000 is hard to justify.
Yeah!
No, wrong.
Said a mean teacher. Oh, God. Well, it is true though. If you are doing the same job as someone and you're working 10 times as hard as them, and you act, you know, and caring, and not just coasting along, because I think after you get tenure after a certain amount of time, it's really difficult to get rid of a teacher, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Yeah.
So, I can see where there would be resentment. Someone who's busting their ass and really cares about the kids, and someone who's sort of coasting by would be annoying. And you know, in the teacher's lounge, they're getting talked about.
Yeah. Yeah.
The teacher's lounge.
Like how?
We made partnership agreements in my sociology of marriage and family class, and it was a great exercise to talk about everything, but it's not legally binding. That's about
so
the dating prenup.
Out.
Right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dating prenup is not legally binding.
Right.
Huh. I suppose you could.
But that, you know what? But it does force you to have conversations, and I would write it down just so that you both can go, this is what we had said.
We both signed this piece of paper and agreed to it.
So whether or not it's legally binding, at least you know you said.
Yeah, we signed this cocktail.
We now. Said.
You said. These are some really great questions, Human. I'm not sure where they're coming from.
I believe I have been to Red Lobster. I know my chick worked at Red Lobster.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah.
Does she have funny stories from there?
She does. And you know what happens is a song will come on and she'll go, oh, this reminds me of Red Lobster, because they had like the
soundtrack
that would play
right.
over and over. 707 says, are you stalking me? You just told my teacher story. I'm 43. Bless you. I've been teaching in the North Bay area for 18 years and I have two roommates right now and can barely afford life.
That's so bizarre.
Mm. Help us out.
Help us out.
Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time.
Oh.
So this fun party is over.
That was a pretty fun party.
It was.
Yeah. I do.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Do you like halibut? Do you ever eat a red lobster? Like those, we cannot figure out where they're from. It's the strangest thing.
Yeah, I have no clue.
But you got to play those more.
It's a hit. I mean, I'm fine with
it.
I'll remember to throw that in.
You like halibut?
I'm going to ask that tonight at dinner.
Just keep asking
stuff.
You like halibut?
Do you like shrimp?
What about all you can eat shrimp? What about peel and eat shrimp? What about that?
Sounds good.
Have you ever eaten a red lobster?
What about crack crab? You like crack crab?
Well, answer me.
Well, we're answering these questions.
Are you going to answer me or not?
No one else is answering the questions.
You have?
We eaten at Red Lobster.
I ate there once.
It's good.
You like it?
I didn't think it lived up to those commercials.
Do you like halibut?
Yeah. I do like halibut. Do you like halibut?
Yes.
I do.
Do you like salmon?
I do.
Do you like all you can eat shrimp?
I do.
What other questions were there? That's all I remember.
Oh, boy.
I don't remember.
Look, you guys. Really.
Please don't say it's time to go.
It is, though.
Oh.
I know. Well, we get kicked out of here.
What are you going to do today? Tell us everything.
Yeah, what are you going to do today? Why are you not wanting to go home?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm going to be lunching somewhere.
Oh, ladies who lunch.
Oh, you're going to go to lunch?
Yeah.
With who? With whom?
Whoever I want.
Like a whole group of people?
Or just by myself.
Wherever she goes, a party starts.
No.
Oh.
I want something delicious, though.
Oh, my God. That is my only requirement. Whenever we say we're going to go off, I'm like, wherever we go, it's got to be someplace with
delicious
things.
Will you eat lunch on the peninsula or here in the city?
I'll probably eat lunch by my house on the peninsula, closer to home.
Like that the place where you have drinks named after you?
No, a different place.
Oh.
Oh, well, why don't you go to the one where they have the drinks named after you?
Because I'd rather go to the other one.
Oh. But they won't name a drink after you?
How come they're not naming drinks after you?
You should name a drink after me, all the money I spend there.
Yeah, Will.
Yeah, Will.
You spend a lot of money there?
Yeah.
The Tahoe Blue Uzette.
That's right, honey.
Blue Uzi. Mm-hmm.
They run you a tab at that
place? The Bluesy.
No.
They don't run you a tab?
No, they would if I asked, probably.
Yeah, she's going to pay for, each... Oh, that might not be bad. You could play monthly, and then you'd really have a good grasp of what you're spending.
No. Oh, my God. I can't even look at receipts anymore.
Oh. Anywho,
lunch is so expensive?
I just realized we've gone 2 weeks without doing it. I realized earlier last week that we didn't do the montage last week.
Oh, and well,
we
didn't bye-bye.
Oh, my God, Vinny. Vinny.
Have
Get
a
back
good
here,
one.
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.